It's kind of almost follows up on a news story that Dave has this morning. I have a little bit more in-depth thing to talk about here. This has to do with Art Van and, you know, the closing. You know, and which was, again, for a lot of people, came as a big surprise. I mean, of all retailers, I mean, because you heard no whispers, at least none that I know of.
Yeah, Friday, the store in Tittabawassee was jammed.
No, I'll
bet.
Parking
lot was full of people taking advantage of sellouts.
Well, and I saw this story in the Detroit Free Press, and I'm hoping that's not what's happening locally here. What a couple of stories the Free Press reported on. And what caught my attention as I was kind of like skimming through it and just seeing some of the, okay, you know, how often do we have stories that we bring forth and we have this side and we have that side and they don't seem to agree. Mm-hmm. And you'd think that there'd be a way that, you know, be accurate information coming forth, but what have you. So the story focused on a couple of families, a man and a woman who bought a home a few weeks ago and then ordered $3,000 worth of furniture at an Art Van store. They spent more than 4 hours in line trying to pick up the furniture they had ordered because Art Van said no more deliveries. Then they discovered that the furniture that they wanted was no longer available. And here's where it gets weird. It says that he was told that his delivery was not coming and that his order was no longer in stock and that he could either pick out new pieces of furniture from what's available in the warehouse or lose his $3,000.
Wow.
What kind of choice is that?
Not much fun.
So can't, for the company that bought Art Van and is now doing the liquidating, isn't there some responsibility bared? I mean, I know they're declaring bankruptcy, but, and it's happened. I know there are other companies that this has happened to before too, but it's like, you know, that's not a way to endear yourself for future opportunities that you might want to do business with people.
Well, it was a private investment
firm.
Yeah,
private investment firm, so they don't care.
They don't have any other stores that people are going to shop in, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then there's another story about a guy who was in line, and this again is in Warren. That's where the Art Van is headquartered. And apparently he was sent away by police that were called in. This guy said, well, you know, the police aren't going to chase me off without me getting my furniture, so he found a way to stay in line. But here's where it gets weird. So this guy says that he went to an Art Van store in Taylor. He said there he saw a cashier crying behind the counter because customers were breaking pieces of furniture, someone even walking out of the store with unpaid merchandise. Guy says everyone's going nuts at the store. It's a nightmare. It's almost reminiscent of a riot. The Taylor Police Department say that they received no requests for their services or any complaints about large crowds from the store. So you got one guy saying that we almost got a riot on our hands. The police themselves are saying we didn't receive any complaints.
I believe I heard in another area, in Novi, the police were recommending that the store close because of some of the behaviors going on.
Okay, well, it might have been there, but then you go back to Warren now.
Mm-hmm.
The Warren mayor, Jim Fouts, apparently called the police commissioner and said shut down the store because of the problems that they were having.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's where it gets weird. Fouts said the store was ordered shut down at 4 o'clock to avoid further escalation of people standing in line and the concern about the inadequate number of security guards. In fact, Fouts says he's planning to bill the Art Van owners.
Oh, for the police.
He says, yeah, this is your property and my police are having to come in here and help with the disruptions. According to an Art Van spokesperson, denying that the store was shut down and said employees just decided to close the store early in response to overwhelming traffic. So, did the police shut down the store there or not? So, again, you got, again, a couple of different things
different
are going
takes.
On. Which, unfortunately, it goes back to the people who have either lost their furniture or lost their investments.
I don't know all the details. I understand also so there was some issue regarding warranties. Because the warranties were sold to a third party or something.
Well, you know, again, all part of what goes on. I mean, I know this is not unique from other bankruptcies that have occurred, and you know, people on the outside, you know, looking in, you know, filing lawsuits and trying to stand in line for whatever that the bankruptcy, determination is going to be for who gets what. One person says, and this goes back to the Warren case. The police in this city should have been out here this morning because they knew that this was going to happen. Okay, I'm always a big defender of police. And I don't know. Did police or even the store officials, did they know that people were going to show up? And if they started getting disruptive, that they were going to? I understand people, you know, losing patience and being out of feelings, but that's not going to help your cause. If you're being disruptive and if you're causing unruly behavior, that's not going to do anything to help the situation. Anyway, did you find something else going on?
No, it does seem like that if you have warranties on any kind of art van furniture, forget about them.
Yeah, that's basically all what
gone.
I heard.
Yeah.
That's
all gone. Just like that.
It's, yeah.
And I've got a lot of art van furniture, too, so we're very happy.
Well, and this goes back to the reason, because a lot of people do, and especially in Michigan. Especially. That was, you know, that was the store that was retail you could count on. And, again, I don't think anyone had any inkling of anything.
We should point out these are chain stores as well, art van chain stores. There are some art van stores that operated that were franchises.
Oh, yeah, because we heard from the one, yes. Where was it? Was that Mount Pleasant? Yeah.
And there are other ones in the area, and they will continue to operate, although we don't know under what name they'll operate.
Well, just as a sad end to a retailer that received a lot of credit for all kinds of charitable work. We talked about saving the parade and doing so many things where so many people seemed to be happy, but when he sold it to the private investment firm, things changed.
You know what's finally happening there?
What's finally happening?
They're having a sale.
That's. I always thought that was the problem. They didn't have enough of them, Mark, you know?
Maybe.
Final sale.
Maybe it's all those continuing sales that caused the problem.
I don't know. But that's you know, like I said, hopefully nothing like that's happening around here. You talked about seeing all kinds of crowds at the Dittabawassee store.
Yeah.
But hopefully it was in better conditions and things turned out better for them.
Just like Shoppers. I didn't see any police cars or anything there, thank heaven.
Yeah. This is the problem, too, when you sell a business with your name on it, even though you don't own it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I actually worked with one of the sons. I'm trying to remember what his name was. It was so long ago. Was it Mark? Anyway, very nice. And talked about how his family business was really committed.
Yeah.
Into,
oh, yeah.
You know, just...
Mr. Art Van himself at one point a few years ago before they sold the business.
Yeah, they were doing some kind of nonprofit thing. I forgot what it was now. It was a big charitable thing they did.
Well,
and they were great to talk to.
They did a lot, but...
Once they sold it to the private investment firm, that was the end of it.
Forget it.
Things changed. Yeah. Well, we wish folks luck if you're part of that, and hopefully those stories aren't happening localized, I guess.